thinking the past couple weeks about the anniversary of the church. And I know I wasn't here back in 1951, and several of you probably weren't either. But August the 5th, 1951, I had the first service, and I was kind of reading through the church history a little bit and just kind of thinking back and just how the Lord is faithful. Every time I've thought about the ministry here, every time I've thought about the longevity of the ministry, I think about the Lord's faithfulness. I used to remember when Dr. Hobbs was still alive, I think he loved to sing that hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." I think I remember him talking about it some. And every time I think about him and I think about the ministry, I think about that word faithfulness. And I'm not talking about faithfulness of people. I know there are people in the Bible and examples of faithful people, and we need to be faithful people. But my heart is usually filled with thankfulness to the faithfulness of the Lord. And tonight I wanted to kind of, in light of the anniversary of the church coming up, I just wanted to share a few characteristics of faithfulness that I looked up in God's Word that were a blessing to me, and that I hope they'll be a blessing to you. The word faithfulness is mentioned several times, both in the Old and the New Testament, and it has the idea of somebody that is supporting, or something that is bearing something up, almost like if there were big pylons or columns or something holding up a structure. That particular structure is upheld because of that support underneath. And that's the idea of God's faithfulness. You know, we have our ministries, we have our activities of our lives, we have the things that God calls us to do, but many times we forget that we could not be able to do those things. We wouldn't have the structure of the ministry if it wasn't for a faithful Lord just bearing things up and supporting things. And I wanted to share some passages. We only have about 15 minutes. Share a few passages tonight and help us to see that it is God, even when we don't realize it. It's God's faithfulness, even we don't think about it or consider it. And it's kind of easy sometimes for us to think about how we're controlling everything, and we worked this out and we did that, and we kind of get the big head mentality that, you know, we joke about sometimes. But, you know, I made that, I did it. But the whole time it was actually God that was bearing us up. It was God that was supporting us, and without that, we couldn't accomplish anything. I want to begin tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. With the first characteristic about faithfulness that I want to share with you tonight, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's just read in verse number 7. Of course, this is Moses giving his final words to Israel, and he knows he's fixing to pass on and not go into the land of Canaan. And Joshua's going to take over. But look what he says here in verse 7. We're just kind of picking up in the middle of the context. Chapter 7, verse 7. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore, when you look back and you see it wasn't anything I did, and you see that God loved us, and He wanted to keep an oath. He was going to keep His word. Know therefore, verse 9, that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God. The first characteristic I thought from this context is that God is faithful because it does not depend on me. God's faithfulness is not dependent on us. Now you think about all these things here that Moses says. God didn't set His love on you or choose you because of how great you were, how great in number you were, and all the mighty things that you could do. He did it because He simply loved us, wanted to keep an oath, and because He's faithful. And I think many times we think that we have to earn God's faithfulness, or I've got to keep doing this, or do things a particular way to earn it. It wasn't because of what we have done. God chooses to be faithful. It's an arbitrary, objective choice that He makes. And it's independent, many times, of what we do. If God raises up a work, then He's going to be faithful to it. God has His plan, and He's going to be faithful to that plan. He's going to support that plan, and He's going to put the right people in the right places for that plan to unfold. And this is an assurance to us. I tell you, you can look back at your own life, and I know every one of us could admit and find times that we really weren't very faithful. Maybe we kind of got ahead and wanted to do things in the flesh or do things our own way, but God is still faithful despite many times our unfaithfulness. You can look at the whole history of Israel, and I know our pastor talked about that when he went through Hosea and the unfaithfulness of Israel, but yet who's still faithful? God is, because He's going to keep His word. And the things that He calls us to do, He will fulfill. He extends that faithfulness to us, independent of us, but because He chooses to do so. And I believe that's a mark of God's blessing. You know, if you can look back and see God's faithfulness in your life or in your ministry, that's kind of God's stamp of approval. He's allowed it to continue. He's being faithful. God could quickly just stop anything He wants to stop on this earth. But He chooses to be faithful to those He has called. Look now to Psalm chapter 119. Not just His faithfulness not dependent on us, but Psalm chapter 119, there's a couple verses about faithfulness that I wanted to point out in this chapter. Of course, we think about this long psalm and we think about its emphasis on the Scriptures and on God's Word. Psalm chapter 119, verse number 90. Well, we can pick up in verse 89, that's fine. It kind of goes along with it. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. In the Hebrew, it means literally from generation to generation. And I want us to understand that tonight. God's faithfulness is from generation to generation. God doesn't decide to stop being faithful when a new generation comes on the scene. When new people come onto the scene and He uses them, He doesn't stop being faithful. You know, I think about Israel again, just a tremendous example of God's faithfulness. But who did God first call? He called Abraham. And God was faithful to Abraham. And when Abraham died, did God just decide to stop being faithful and all those promises He had said to Abraham, He's just going to give them up? No. He was faithful then to who? Isaac. And then when Isaac passed off the scene, He was faithful to Jacob. And then ultimately to the 12 tribes of Israel and ultimately to the entire nation of Israel, His faithfulness continued. It wasn't dependent on one generation. God's faithfulness is from generation to another generation to another generation. And in like manner, God's faithfulness, even to us here, very practically in this ministry, to us, His faithfulness doesn't stop with a person. God's so faithful. And I tell you, God raised up Dr. Hobbs to start this ministry. He raised up Aunt Carolyn. He raised up our pastor and others, Mr. O'Pager and others that were so influential in this ministry. God raised them up. But you know what? God's faithfulness is going to continue on. Even when one day we're all dead and in the grave. Even if it was 100 years from now, and if God still wanted this ministry to continue, guess what? He will continue to be faithful. Boy, I tell you, that is an assurance to all of us that God's faithfulness isn't depending on me and when I pass away and all those kind of things. You know, I've talked to the pastor before about problems. Some people have problems letting go, or some people have problems raising up the next generation. He was telling me about a particular mission field in South America that the elderly people there just didn't see a need to raise up the next generation, and now they're all getting very sick, and they're elderly in their 80s and 90s, and they're about to die, and there's no one to take up the work. But with the mindset that, you know what? God's faithfulness is going to extend beyond me. I believe that was Dr. Hobbs's vision, and we see our pastor now was trained and ready for this work. Because God's going to be faithful. He was faithful to Dr. Hobbs, and He's going to be faithful to Pastor Brainerd. And when we're all gone, if God wants to be faithful and allow this ministry to continue, He will keep on being faithful. It's from generation to generation. You know, why fear what is going to happen to the ministry when you die or pass away? You don't have to be afraid of that. Because God's faithful. And it goes from generation to generation. He's going to continue. He's going to bear up. He's going to support His work, and He's faithful to all generations. A third point about God's faithfulness, right there in the same Psalm 119. You may have to turn a page or two, but in verse number 138. Well, this is just a powerful one. Not only is God faithful from generation to generation, but we can thank the Lord for this. His Word is faithful. His Word is faithful. Look at verse 138 of Psalm 119. Thy testimonies that Thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. Or they're characterized by faithfulness is the idea. What God says, He's going to keep it. He's going to do it. You can rely on the fact. You can, you know, you've heard commercials before. You can bank on it. You can count on it. You know, I know people have these, there's a money back guarantee. You can guarantee this, you know. And with God, there's a guarantee. There's something you can rely on. His Word is going to be fulfilled. The Scripture, God's Word, His testimonies, is not some random concoction that is a book of options. It's not some random book of options with a bunch of, well, take it or leave it propositions. I can have the option to listen to this, or I can have the option to believe God on this. God, the whole Word is true. The whole Word of God is going to be faithful. You can rely on God keeping His Word. His principles are always true. When God says, be sure your sin will find you out, then guess what? Your sin is going to find you out. When God says you're going to reap what you sow, then you're going to reap it. It's just going to happen. Why? Because God's testimonies are faithful. They will be kept. And more importantly, in light of our own ministry here in our own lives, when God promises that He's going to keep us, when God promises in His Word that He's going to provide for His people, when God promises that He's going to guide and give wisdom in decisions, then what a powerful resource. I don't have to sit in my office or sit in a room and think, oh, what am I going to do here? Well, I don't know what to do and something's perplexing to me. Well, God's faithful. He's going to give that wisdom. Why? Because His Word says He will. He's going to guide in decisions because His Word says He will. Just rely on Him. Wait on Him. Allow His faithfulness to be bestowed upon you. I was thinking even just 3 weeks ago, you know, sometimes you get in a small panic. I try not to get in big panics. It's a bad habit of mine. But sometimes you get in a small panic. And that's why I like to say that a lot. I guess it's still wrong to even get in a panic at all. But, you know, you look at, well, here's several math classes we have and there's no teachers. Or what are we going to do? And then just little by little, the Lord just says, I'm faithful. I know what to do. I've got this person that you forgot about, and I've got this person over here, and I'm going to direct this person that you didn't think was even going to be here, and they're going to be there, and I'm faithful. And you can just sit back and say, well, Lord, Your testimonies, Your Word, what You've promised that You're going to support us and be faithfulness, You're going to do it. And we can rely on that. I'm sure Aunt Carolyn, you can probably tell story after story of God's faithfulness, that when He said something and when He wanted to provide for this ministry, then He provided for it. In the most dim and dark hour even. Another verse about faithfulness of God's Word, I don't want to turn there, but in Hebrews chapter 11, if you remember the story about Sarah, the chapter of the heroes of the faith, it said that Sarah judged God faithful who had promised. Sarah listened to the promise of God that you're going to have a man, a son, even when you're past the age of having children, 90, 100 years old, you're going to have a son. And she judged God faithful. Boy, that is what our responsibility is, to believe and know that God's going to keep His Word. Let's move on now as our time is going to the New Testament. Just a couple more passages I want to share with you tonight about God's faithfulness. Two of them are from 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Turn there in your Bibles, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, very familiar verse. Very encouraging verse, very much a verse that we need to remember in our ministries, remember in the things that we're called to do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 24. Just a short, brief passage that Paul puts in there. And we all know this. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. God is not going to call you and then leave you. God's not going to call you and say, you know, Dr. Hobbs, I want you to start a Christian school and then just sit back and He's going to make all kinds of mistakes. I'm going to laugh. I'm not even going to help Him. Now, that's what humans would do. That's not what God does. God says, I want this ministry. I want it to be a blessing to the community and I'm going to do it. Why? Because I'm faithful and He's going to direct people. He's going to provide the strength. He's going to provide the ability. He's going to provide the personnel, the capacities, the wisdom to do His will. God is faithful to provide the strength. I tell you, we have such a wide variety in our ministry here. And as we continue the ministry with our church here, the school, the projector, the athletic club, the CBC, all the different areas and aspects of our ministry that God has started, that God has called us to do, He's going to be faithful and do that ministry. He's going to support. He's those pylons. You know, I think about that when I drive on that new I-10 bridge. I remember driving over that thing when they were building it and we're driving over on the temporary part, and they had those big machines that were just driving those big old pylons way down into the seabed there, or the bed of the bay or whatever you call it. And I think, wow, that's going to be some sturdy stuff, those big old concrete things. Well, that's the way our Lord is. You're not going, well, He's of course better than concrete. You're not going to move Him. You're not going to move Him. He's there. He's supporting you. And He says, if I called you to be a teacher, if I called you to be in the classroom, if I called you to be out working in the fields or in the office or wherever I've called you to do, you can rely on the fact that I'm faithful and I'm going to do it. Not you. I'm going to do it. Faithful is He that has called you, who also will do it. I think if we look back at the 60 plus years of this ministry, you will see the testimony that it's faithfulness of God because God did it. God did it. Oh, it's so easy for all of us to, you know, look, I did pretty good on that one. And I was pretty smart. I worked that out real good. No, you didn't do anything. I called you, I'm faithful, and I did it. That's what God says. Flip over a page to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Not only is God faithful to what He's called you to do, He is faithful in chapter 3 to establish you. To establish you. Chapter 3, verse 3, just right in the middle of this context. But the Lord is faithful. He's bringing that up, by the way, in the context of being delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Do you know that there's people that would love to destroy God's work? There's people that would love to see nothing more than Christian education fall flat on its face. Ha, we got those God people. They'd love nothing more than a godly church to just collapse and not be open anymore. And Satan would love it too. With all those unreasonable and wicked men that would love to see that, the Lord, verse 3, is faithful who shall establish you. That means He's going to set you firm. It's almost like setting concrete, you know. Many of you probably poured concrete, and I know when we did our house down there, Mr. Whitney called me and said, they're pouring the concrete in the driveway, because we wanted to go down there and let the boys put their handprints in the driveway there, and we didn't have Jesse, of course. So we've got Seth, Jared, and Isaac right there, little handprints on the edge of the concrete. And, you know, and then when it sets, it's really firm, and it's embedded in there forever. Well, God's going to set you firm, and you're going to be solid. Why? Because when these unreasonable and wicked men come along, it doesn't even move you. Why? Because God sets you firm. God established you. That's why He's faithful. He sets us firm and keeps us from the evil one. You know, I say this is a testament to the glory of God. I'm not saying this in pride of our ministry or anything like that, but it's to the glory of God, the longevity of this ministry. To have a Christian school for 50 plus years, to have a church for over 60 years, what is it a testament to? To how great we are? How wonderful we have that we've got it figured out and nobody else does. We are the only ones that are right. No. No, it's the testament to the fact that God set us firm. That God kept us and is keeping us from the evil one. How easily this ministry could have failed, could have dissipated, could have collapsed as situations rose up, as difficulty here and another one over there, and then the wicked over here and the deliverance from the terrible people over here, all these things rising up. But God's faithful. And He says, don't worry about those because I've established you. And you know, this ministry is going to continue for as long as God wants it to continue. We don't know how long that's going to be. It could be a year. It could be a month. It could be 2 days. It could be tomorrow. We don't know anything. We don't know the future. But God knows. And no matter what happens, He's going to be faithful. The last verse that I want to close with tonight is back in the Old Testament. And it's the verse from which that hymn we talked about in the beginning of the message comes from. Lamentations, the end of Jeremiah. After the sorrowful, weeping prophet Jeremiah has experienced the terrible captivities of the children of Israel into Babylon. If you don't get there to Lamentations, just listen to this verse in chapter 3, verse 23. Well, we'll start in verse 22, just a wonderful passage. Just listen. It is of the Lord's mercies, we know this by heart, that we are not what? Consumed. Because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. You can get up tomorrow morning and I don't care if the government is falling to pieces, which it probably is. I don't care if your house falls apart, if your car won't start, whatever happens, if our computer broke down, if your computer breaks down. Well, guess what? Great is Thy faithfulness. Now here's Jeremiah. How in the world can Jeremiah say this after he just watched a cruel nation come through, destroy people, burn down the city of Jerusalem, rip up the temple that God built and just abolish everything and take the people away and leave only a few stragglers behind? And you're sitting there like, what just happened? And what does Jeremiah say? Great is Thy faithfulness. We don't know what God's going to do, but even if it's judgment and calamity, even if it's difficulty and just destruction, we can still say, great is Thy faithfulness. The point tonight, and I know I've gone a little over, but the point is that God's been faithful to us in our personal lives. He's been faithful to this ministry through all the circumstances that it's been through. And, you know, many of us weren't necessarily here for all of them, but many were. But if God was to decimate this ministry, If God was to close down every aspect of this ministry, and it was just a terrible and awful feeling, what in the world's going on, Lord? Then guess what? God is still faithful, even if He does that. He's still faithful. He's still compassionate, and He still knows what He is doing. Rely on Him, even in the bleakest scenario that would just totally shatter your world. God is still going to bear you up and support you. He's faithful. During this anniversary time of our church, let's ever be grateful to our God for His faithfulness. Since August 5th, 1951, till this very present hour, God's been faithful. There's been, every decade has had its difficulties, I'm sure, its problems, its hardships, its trials. But let's praise God tonight for His work. And let's always point and remind people, wow, you've been in existence as a Christian for 50-something years. You know what our pastor usually says when somebody says that to him? You know what he says? He says, praise the Lord. And it's not some rhetoric that he's just running off. He means that. We know something. If it wasn't for the Lord, this place wouldn't be in existence for 50 years. He is faithful, even when we mess up. And we need to thank Him for it tonight. Father, we just praise You so much that You are the faithful God that Your Word says You are. Deliver us, Lord, from ourselves. Forgive us for the times where we've just thought we've got everything under control. And Lord, help us as we approach Sunday, a time where we're just going to reflect back and think about Your faithfulness to this ministry. Oh God, help us to thank You. Help us to realize how small and insignificant we are, and that without Your hand and Your support and Your bearing up, that this ministry would have closed long ago. So we praise You, Lord, and thank You. Allow us now to continue, if it be Your will, Lord, to continue to be faithful to us so that we can impact the lives of children, the lives of those that come on this campus, the lives of those that come to the church. And Lord, we'd have our witness prepared and ready to meet needs of a world that is dying around us. Pray that now You'd give us a good week, a good rest of the week, and a good night. Keep us safe as we travel back to our homes. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Good night. Lord bless you.